Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight, 1.4 million impressions. This is the kind of exposure that is worth millions of dollars companies will spend for this. Papa JF makes his own exposure cocktails, underground recipes only. It's amazing that I had a big tweet this weekend and it has brought in exactly what I wanted to cause with it. And we will be talking about it today. But my God, is rationality dead? People out there are stupid, really, really stupid. And there's layers of stupidity. They don't just have one way to be stupid. It's a tweet that had some weaknesses to it, but I was fine. I was fine as I was doing this tweet. That it had weaknesses. In fact, I think the weaknesses, they kind of are part of the design of this tweet. So I always remembered, of course, this old calculation I've done, and I had done it on the side of a, you know, on the table corner. Someone had super chatted a question, and I was like, okay, let's try. Is my multiracial child, is my biracial child, more related to me or less related to me in terms of gene similarity than a random white European that is a white European like me? That seems to be a question that's extremely evocative, and that's why we get so many impressions 4 years after I've made this calculation. This is old stuff for all of you who have been following me, and it's old stuff for me. But there's a lot of normies that were never exposed because lots of normies just don't listen to Papa JF super chats for years. And so I was like, okay, how do we bring back this meme in a way that will be palatable? And I want engagement because it's very hard when you are a dissident. There's no one to check your errors. So I like interactions because when someone engages, you can kind of see by what they try to find as errors in what you've done. You can try to have a level of certainty. So if they're picky on the details, oh, okay, it means that the bigger picture is probably correct. You know, if they start hanging up on a single word and it's like, okay, so the rest of my math is correct. John Drake says, you've done this calculation 2 or 3 times. Well, I've done it a 4th time today, and I've improved some things. I realized that I was using 50 genes in the initial sample. There was more data in the very article. Now, digging more into the article, I I found a data set that was much bigger. So I'm more confident, and in fact, there was I had taken the Eurasian category, and I had mistaken it for the European category. So my numbers have gotten better, and in fact, all of the errors that I had done were to my disadvantage. Of course, when you do a response to a super chat, very often I try to slide in the safe direction. So I'm like, okay, if I'm going to make any error, I'm going to try for these errors to speak against me, so that way if I build uncertainty, at least it's going to be uncertainty against my own hypothesis. Few people do this, but that's a reaction of a good scientist. Like, I want to punish myself for taking numbers that I'm not sure of. So basically, redoing the numbers, found out that I was taking bad categories, found out that I was not using the best data available, even in the article I was citing. So in the end, it turns out it's not equal. You are truly less related. You are less related to a biracial child than a random European on the street. And this granting a lot to the anti-racist crowds, to the leftists, I've granted a lot because I'm using an article with extremely broad categories of European, African, Asian. But if we were to just eliminate Russians from whites, if we were to just say, well, sub-Saharan Africans, what about them? We would get a bigger difference. we would get a much bigger difference than what we get. So even granting everything that I could to the other side, we end up with a result that is compatible with what I had initially stated. And so I didn't engage in any of this review before doing the tweet because I wanted this tweet to be weak enough that it would attract a bunch of fish. And I've attracted my fish. I wanted to see some leftists start to engage with the point. And then I wanted to go to them and say, okay, thanks for caring about this. Now, you're saying I'm wrong on this and that. Or am I wrong on this and that? And I wanted to slowly bring them. I wanted to slowly bring them to check my fucking math that has been out there for 4 years that no one has given a shit about. And I ended up having some people that I got almost to the point of the math, but as soon as I confront them with the math, it's like, oh, well, sorry, I have difficulty viewing videos. Can you show me the math in writing? Now, I put the math in writing for the guy. I tweet it out. He doesn't respond. So it's like when they start being addicted to the idea that you may be wrong and they show themselves, they show their own weakness, and then you bring them in. It's like, okay, so that's a weakness of my tweet. Okay, but what about this? And you bring them slowly to the final point. So the tweet that was weak, it's weak because I talk about a fact that I have determined through my math calculation, and then I show an image that is completely unrelated to this calculation. So the first layer of weakness, I knew that this would come, and it didn't come that much because people are so irrational. They really couldn't even engage honestly enough to even see this point, which is, hey, JF, isn't it misleading? You show PCA math on the illustration, and then you've done math on something totally different, which is FSD and SNPs. That is a weakness of the tweet, but I wanted people to... I've been putting out the math on the correct math for years out there. People don't care. So I was like, how do we get to an image that will make people pissed off? I decided to make this image, which is PCA. So this is you. You are white. You are an English white in the little blue nucleus here. This is your white coworker. You work with an Englishman. This is your white neighbor. There's a white neighbor beside your house. This is a random white person in some other country that may be genetically English, but maybe he lives in Germany, maybe he lives in the US. And this is a random white person you cross on the street. That is how close white people are to each other. And then I'm like, I realized, wow, your child, if you were to put your child on a PCA graph, he would have half African genes. If it's a multiracial child, half African, half European, he would probably end up somewhere in between. So I've put a spot here in the empty space of the multiracial child, who by the way, is rarely included in any genetic studies, which is why it's kind of whitish in that part of the graph. And I've put it there. And then same thing, if you were to breed with an extremely differentiated Asian and a European, you would end up somewhere in between, probably somewhere here. So I was like, I'm not lying with this. It's true. It's how a PCA graph would look. And in fact, someone confirmed there's an actual study that has looked into it. And yes, mixed people end up in between. People have been looking into, well, what if I include the genes of mixed race people in a PCA? They end up in between. So my instinct was right. Tillman says, JF, can you make the image bigger? Well, even if I make it bigger, it's like, it's still... So this is your child if you reproduce with an African. And this is your child if you reproduce with an Asian. And this is you, your neighbor, your white coworker. So you are clustering with other whites in ways that you wouldn't cluster at all with your child. Now, granted, PCA is not a method that was designed for proper estimation of the things we're talking about. It's not been designed well for linearity, for the distance on this graph. It's not been designed for the distance on these graphs to be very interpretable. It's like, if you see them laying differently on a graph, it means there's some difference, but you've amplified certain differences. And in particular, if you've maximized your PCA on distinguishing many, many ethnicities, you will have overrepresented in your plotting the genes that relate to ethnicity. Now, arguably, this is not a defect. The genes that are important to distinguish ethnicity is exactly what we're talking about here. So in a way, it's kind of a, it's not an artifact and it's not a falsehood to use a PCA to do this. In fact, it's very interesting. I'm sure that if you asked most people, they don't really care about the parts of their genome passing it on that don't serve any purpose. But they would care about the parts of their genome that makes your child look like you, that changes the facial features of your child, that changes the skin color of your child. So in a way, the genes for ethnicity is exactly what we would want to plot for what people care about. But I knew it was a kind of weakness that this is PCA-based, and this is a statement from math that I've done in a video 4 years ago on not PCA, but the full genome data, the real stuff that scientists would care about. So I said, most people don't realize that interbreeding with other races, so there was a whole wave of people, the word interbreeding was just too much. Oh, did he say interbreeding? I always use biological words to describe stuff. Insemination. Like, this is how I speak to my loved ones. This is how I speak to people in my family. Yes, are you ready for insemination? Sure, go. Okay. So interbreeding to me is not shocking, but it was shocking for some leftists. Then the whole concept that there's other races, some people hung up on the word other races. But I said, what it means is that strangers on the street from your own race are more related to you than your own child. Amplify this, Elon Musk, and spread the knowledge. Because I'm all about this. I mean, my whole career is about, hey, can we, you know, these secularists who have been pressing hard for rationality on the public space, but they shut up as soon as it's a racial subject. And in doing so, they develop a kind of biased public space. And with censorship on top of it, you have a totally biased public space where, oh yeah, we will engage on rationality, but as long as it advantages us, and as long as it advantages the general liberal secularist consensus. But when it comes to racial subjects, we're just going to shut up about it and hope that people don't discover it for themselves. That kind of sucks, and it's my life mission, basically, to make the truth stand on the public space. So that fell totally into my line. Now, there are some people who hung up on the word related. They're like, oh, well, technically, you are not related at all to the stranger on the street. And it's like they use the definition of the word related to have a familial link that's demonstrable through a genealogy tree. Now, I think that, okay, maybe you could argue it's loosely worded, but anyone understood what I was talking about. I've been talking about this for 4 years. I mean by related here, genetically similar. I mean from a kin selection analysis perspective. So it's like, but they always find a little word and they bug on it and they're, oh no, you are 0% related. Well, that's impossible because you know how they keep saying that we're related to bananas. they will readily admit this. Oh yeah, 50% of your DNA is shared with the banana. But somehow, in the context of this conversation, they suddenly withdraw. And suddenly you're not related even to a human that's right beside you on the street. He looks like you. He's from your race. You're not related at all. So we've had layers. And I don't know how much you guys are following this because I'm getting the notification. It's like brr, 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 millions. Millions of impression means there's lots of hate coming. I may have blocked like 2,000 people in the last 24 hours. Hermit M says, JF, is there a copy of your excellent What is White video somewhere out there? It's nicely related to this topic. If there's a copy left of What is White, it will be on Alt Censored. So go on Alt Censored and search for What is White TPS or What is White JFG live streams or What is White simply, and you should see it appear if it's there. So then I was thinking, okay, so the amount of pushback I'm getting, and there's no rationality here. There's no one who comes with alternative numbers. And I was trying hard. I was replying to each interested person, each person insulting me. And I was like, okay, where's the math wrong here? Did you do the math on your side? It always turns out that they haven't done the math on their side. They just reject the idea ideologically, which is why I'm saying rationality is dead. Couldn't get a single person to do the math on their side. And one person ended up doing it. But after, so I've done this tweet, I was like, okay, let's try to frame it differently. Forget about genes, because definitely that's triggering them. Let's talk about the skin color of the child. So I said, this tweet, now 1 million impressions, makes an elementary statement that is controversial for NPC normies, but just because it's genetic. Consider a non-genetic equivalent. If you are white and have a mixed race kid with an African, the skin color of the child will be farther away from your skin color than one of your white neighbors or white co-workers. So here you have the same idea of dilution. You're comparing yourself with other white people that you are not genetically related to, and then you have a child that looks away from you, that looks somewhere in between you and your black partner. So definitely this non-genetic version of the tweet would alarm no one. People would just say, oh, yes, of course. No one would be confused about this statement. No one would grasp straws and try to intentionally misinterpret the use of words or meaning of what I'm saying. It's impressive to see the cognitive distortions people are willing to go through to make it look like it's easy to debunk the genetic version of the statement. Despite all attempts, still the truth stands. And so I was like, still, I still don't have the beginning of a math, of someone proposing an alternative mathematical way to calculate what I've calculated. So then there was a guy who tried to do some math. And then he comes up with B and W, and he does huge extrapolations and loose calculations. And I'm like, okay, suppose I grant all of this. And then he says, so yeah, he's wrong. He's wrong. They're not the child is more related. But his extrapolations, I'm like, how can you even accept these premises that are based on time considerations? They're based on, I don't expect Europeans to have diverged that much. I don't expect Africans. I was like, hey, we have data. We have data. Why are we talking even about expectations and extrapolations? And, oh, yeah, based on the time that the Europe... I was like, this is not good at all. We have the data. And so he's like, "Oh, okay, you have the data. Show me the data." I was like, "Here's the data in the video." And he says, "My video can't play the my computer is bugged. It's not playing the video." So then I posted on my Twitter, "Guys, is it true that this video is unreadable? Because this guy is having trouble reading the video." People are writing to me, "No, we're playing it. Everything is working." Someone even made the joke, "No, everything is working in the video, just like in a white family." That one made me laugh my ass off. Everything is fine on alt censored. It's playing well-oiled machine, just like a white family. So I was like, okay, I'm pushed against the wall. This guy is claiming that his computer is bugged. He cannot see my video. He wants it in writing. I'm gonna do it in writing. I'm gonna redo the calculation that I've done 4 years ago. So I go back to the article, I pull the numbers out, and it boils down to this. Within Europeans, the average difference between two genes or two segments of DNA is 0.064 SNPs. So SNPs are single letters of DNA. When you compare one European to one African, it's 0.096. And when you compare within two Africans together, 0.115. So you have to imagine a child, and I imagine here two children. So one child is a purely European child that is born from two European parents, EE. One child is a child that is mixed race, born from one European parent and one African parent. Now, you end up with a big question, which is, a child is EE, but the father also is EE. The mother also is EE. So you end up having two sides. The child only inherited one side of the sets of chromosomes of a father. To the other half of his father, the child is basically unrelated. So I do the math for this. I say, okay, so half of your father you're not related to, so you're at 0.064. Half of your father, it's basically a copy of you. And then half, so that gene is also from his mother's perspective, that side of the child is 0.064. And then I'm wondering, did I make an error? Should there be a zero here? What do I say? The part of the father that the child did not inherit will have on average 0.064%. Oh no, because we're not comparing with the mother. We are asking the question from the perspective of a single parent. So from the perspective of a single parent, you are made of four parts. One of these parts is you've inherited from me as the parent, but the three other parts you've not inherited from me. And so 0.064, because we compare both the father and the mother side from the perspective of the mother. I divide by four to get the average, and average SNP differences between the child's diploid genome and the mother's diploid genome. The final answer is a European child from European parents at 0.048%. Percent of SNPs that differ, so single letters of DNA that differ from their mother's diploid genome. In other words, they are 99.952 similar. 99.952% similar. So, how does that compare to a random European crossed on the street? Well, the random European crossed on the street has the same number, except there's no zero. There's no part of his genome that is fully inherited by the comparing parent. So that person as therefore an average of 0.064% of S&Ps that differ, which brings him to 99.936. So consider the difference between these two numbers here. It's a small difference, right? 99.936, that's a white stranger. 99.952, that's your child. But it had to be a small difference like this. Because we keep saying that we're related to fucking dinosaurs and bananas. And if you want to be related to bananas at 50%, of course, the difference between your white neighbor of today and your white child of today will be very, very small. But that is all of the difference between the similarity between you and your child, the similarity between you and a white stranger. Now, some of my detractors got almost to the point of stating this kind of number, but none of them has ever followed me down the road of asking, yeah, but okay, thanks. Thanks for doing your own calculation with your own data. Now, what about the African husband? None. That's why I say rationality is dead. The Africans do not exist if you follow these discussions today on Twitter. They can do math. Okay, numbers. Oh, I disagree with your number. Oh, here, you're a little wrong. Here, let me... Okay, but what about when you include the African husband? Beep! We have complete silence, like they just had a cardiac arrest. Well, I did the math for the African husband. So it goes that way. So from the perspective of the mother, who is white, she still has a part of her genome that's different by 0.064. And then a part of her genome that is totally inherited by her child at zero. But then, the difference between 9.6 and 6.4 is greater when you add two of them, is greater than the difference to zero, which divided by times 3 divided by 4, which means that you end up with a bigger number here. You end up with a slightly bigger number. So 99.936. And in the decimals, it's actually lower. So you are less similar to your biracial African child than you are to a random person, a random European on the street. The numbers are 0.096. That's the difference with the African father. 0.096. And then the mother, 0.064 and 0. Amazingly, actually, I'm reading an old version of the tweet. Let me refresh. I was like, these numbers, they were a little more different than this. Actually, I have a fresher version on these last few numbers I've named. Because I found out that I was taking the wrong category. Where is it? The full calculation. There it is. Yes, so same principle, but slightly different numbers. 0.088 plus 0, that's the mother component. And 0.079 plus 0.079 for the father side. And then when you do it for the mother side, it's 0.079, 0.079, 0.050, which you end up with 99.948% similar between a mother and her biracial child, and 99.95% similar for a mother with a random European crossing the street. And that's a very broad definition of Europeans. I think that if you were to tighten and say, well, what about if I consider only Western Europeans or only English people? You would get that definitely, even more than the current difference, definitely a mother is less related to a biracial child than a stranger of her own race. So any sort of tightening of the definition of race would lead to bigger numbers. And I've used the broadest definition to grant the best chance to the leftist by the definition I used. There are three races: Europeans, Africans, and Asians. Now tighten this up and you get a bigger difference than this. So even it's not even reaching the number. And for the child with the data, I've been fixing a little bit the data. For the child is related at 99.96. So the difference between your child and a stranger is 0.012%, a stranger of your own race. So I said, in other words, the claim is correct. Despite the flow of insults I have received in the last day and everyone claiming that's not how genetics work, I have hereby redone the calculation of my original 2020 video and I have yet to see any mistake. Well, there were minor mistakes, but not mistakes that changed the outcome of the calculation. You want to convince me I'm wrong? Show me how this calculation is wrong. That is still my message as of now. So here's young JF on TPS 638 doing these very calculations. So for this other half, we have 0.096. And I was still there 4 years ago telling the same numbers, 0.0996, hanging around the same article. And now that we've got this idea exposed to 1.4 million people, I still haven't got any sort of serious challenge to this. And my goal was that I could at least hook some of them in, because they were like, oh, maybe you could be right. And one of them was like, maybe you could be right in principle, but you turn out to be wrong. And I was like, oh, that's a good one. This one I want to hook him. But then when it came to what are your numbers for the African husband, total radio silence, disappeared from Twitter for hours. So in the end, I just maintain my current statement on these differences. I would have liked this opportunity. I mean, in a way, this opportunity led to exactly what I wanted, which is I wanted to use this as an opportunity to perfect my numbers. But I thought that someone out there would come and perfect my numbers. It didn't happen. Instead, what we had is I self-perfected my numbers because I was interacting with dummies. That's very sad. And that's why I think rationality is dead. So that was the study that I've been using for the numbers: nucleotide diversity within and between populations in non-coding regions. I've been using the numbers from table 2. And then says, you may be right, but I don't like you. No one will touch this. It hurts feelings. Well, I'm okay. If everyone wants to be silent about this, okay, I'll be the only one standing. But I'll be standing with the truth. And I would welcome if there were honorable intellectuals out there that say, you know what, I'm going to go there with JF. I don't know what the answer is. I'm going to try to do the math. I'm going to try to find the weaknesses in his math. But we don't get any of this. We get people who are on their guard. It's like, bro, here's an opportunity to show that you like the truth better than anything social. you can throw yourself in the ring without even knowing the answer. You can say, you know what? I'm going to engage in the discussion. I'm going to ask JF some precisions about his methods or numbers, and I don't even know if he's wrong or right. I'm going to judge, and I'm going to explain my reasoning. We never get this. We'll never get a Brett Weinstein address this tweet. We'll never get a random computer programmer to say, hey, I'm going to get into it. Thomas Howard says, Jeff, I'm back. I remember that original stream. I watched it live. Hope you haven't been missing my observations too much. No, life was okay without you, Thomas. You're welcome back. I don't hate you, but I can survive without you. You are unnecessary to my life, but welcome back. It's good to see you. I know that you tend to speak, if I remember correctly, your interventions. You tend to speak a lot when I talk about health, nursing, that kind of stuff, hospitals. So it's going to be good to get your commentary on the regular chat on this. Pavel Durov, what an important development. Pavel Durov, the founder of Telegram, was detained at Le Bourget Airport by French authorities for refusing to cooperate with French law enforcement agencies. He has been accused of being an accomplice in crimes committed through Telegram. He is potentially facing up to 20 years in prison. Are you fucking kidding me? Yesterday I was like, what a fucking noob. A noob of the internet. This guy has billions of dollars. I don't know exactly what's the story, but this guy has billions of dollars. He made Telegram, developed a platform where people could talk freely. And there is end-to-end encryption available optionally, so it's not like everything is protected on Telegram, but he left it up as an option because he believed more in freedom than in kneeling to the intelligence services. So apparently he flew from Azerbaijan, where he was doing some negotiation with the whole conflict, Azerbaijan, Russia, Putin, didn't meet Putin. Then his plane would have arrested in France to just get some fuel. And then, it suggested that maybe it wasn't a planned stop, perhaps. Or it was a planned stop, but it was needed for the fuel. But I'm raising the hypothesis on Twitter. Maybe he got framed. Because, I mean, call me paranoid at this point. But I look at these stories and I'm like, where is the Jew? Where is Milo Yiannopoulos? Where is he? Where is Milo at the moment of the arrest of Pavel Durov? Well, Milo, who has made himself say, I'm making up a fiction here. Milo, who has made himself a manager of Pavel Durov, who has taken control over the emails and the flight schedule of Pavel Durov, sets up in secret with the pilots a plan to bring Pavel Durov from Azerbaijan to France so that he can get arrested. Calls his Jewish friends in France and tells them, hey, it's time to apply for an arrest warrant because I'm going to be in France in 8 hours from now with Pavel Durov. Can you believe this? New guy says, wait, what? I'm not saying that Milo is involved. I am creating a fiction. And then I want to illustrate to you why I'm creating this fiction. Because Milo is the evil character that comes to mind. Okay, Milo is the kind of guy who would pull this on a Kanye West, who would pull this on a Nick Fuentes. So Milo calls his French Jewish friends, gets Pavel Durov arrested, and Pavel Durov in this plane didn't even know that he was going to do a stop in France. That is an hypothesis that could explain how you end up being supposedly well-informed in computer programming. At this point, I cannot believe that the CEO of Telegram doesn't know about these basic things. And so I have to invoke my imaginary Milo. But why do I invoke Milo like this? Because Milo is just a typical Jew. Milo acts exactly as you could imagine, even not even a typical, but the worst of them. Milo is the worst of the Jews. In fact, there are infinite amounts of Jews that are just better than Milo. So the reason I have my imaginary Milo puppet in my head is wherever I place him, he could do these kinds of things that I would expect a betrayer to do. And here I think that perhaps Pavel Durov has been betrayed by a staff member, betrayed by a manager, betrayed by the pilot, betrayed by a lot of people. Sometimes they betray their client when they are their lawyer. Sometimes they betray their own customers. Something like this must explain, because I cannot believe that you end up being the CEO of Telegram, which offers end-to-end encryption, which has been pursued by intelligence services and has rejected their letters and has rejected their demands. You know not to fly in France. Lendald Guntram says, I heard he has French citizenship. Is that right? I guess in that case, they can extract him from anywhere they want. Well, in principle, but he had been very successful at I don't know if he has French citizenship. But he had been definitely successful for years not being arrested by the French authorities. So how is it that he ends up flying into France, whether he has French citizenship or not? That's what I'm trying to explain in my head. Anyways, Powell vows to cut rates with stocks, home prices, and rents, and food at all-time highs. We may have a historical moment in front of us where the Fed is being pressured into having to re-expand the monetary supply, that is print money, at a moment where everything has already reached inflationary highs. It's the hyperinflation that I predicted 2 years ago. And I said, you know, and 1 year ago also, I made tweets about these. I'm like, we're headed toward hyperinflation loops. And the thing is, they would have to wait a long time for all of it to boil down, but they don't have time. The economy is in shambles. Employment is not so good. People are pressed like lemons. And so the people will feel a demand for... They will create a demand for flows of money, even if artificial, even if ultimately throwing us down a very dangerous path. But we're in a dangerous path for the normies, for the non-Bitcoiners. If you're a Bitcoiner, the hyperinflation route is laughable. So I'm a Bitcoiner, I'm not afraid. Go ahead, print that money. Trump shares a post suggesting that he and RFK Jr. are the strongest ticket. I'm sneezing tonight. Trump post suggesting that he and RFK Jr. are the strongest ticket in the presidential race. No mention of J.D. Vance. Poor JD. He is so anticlimactic that the marketer Donald Trump, he just feels that, oh no, you're not good. You're not good, JD. We can keep you around, but you're not following. People have trouble with you. They can't handle your personality. Shamrock Shake says the fake hillbilly. Yes, the eyeliner is also a problem. Men Like God says, anyone know about Bitcoin Cash? Kim.com has been very bullish on it, especially so recently. Yeah, I mean, Kim.com somehow is tied to Bitcoin Cash because he keeps putting it forward, keeps making it his prediction that it's going to go high. Listen, is that because he has Bitcoin Cash and he wants to get the price higher before he sells? Is it because he has a deal or contract for publicizing it? You can never really trust public personalities on their particular recommendations, which is why I always just recommend Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is kind of, everyone agrees, there's no cryptocurrency without Bitcoin. None of these other cryptocurrency rise if it's not for Bitcoin to rise. So that way, you know that my recommendation is agnostic. Now, when I do talk about these other shitcoins that I buy, I'm telling you right away, I'm not guaranteeing you gains. I'm not even representing that you could gain, because those are coin flips. Those are wild bets. There's no reason, because Kim.com has talked about Bitcoin Cash, to be excited, because Kim.com always talks about Bitcoin Cash. He always did. He's annoying, and there's no reason for Bitcoin Cash to be any special. Apple is trying to censor free speech since the arrest of the Telegram CEO. The Telegram app is being removed from the App Store and automatically deleted from iPhones. So you can see here, the process has been as follows. Intelligence services of the US for 4 or 5 years have been pressuring social media, do like we say, or you're going to get punished. Many media have followed the pressures. Some media, like Telegram, has said, no, we're going to use our liberty to not basically do surveillance on our own users. And so now the system is going after those who didn't say yes, those who didn't succumb to the pressures of the state, those who have not followed the intimidation of the intelligence service and took their own direction. So you have a coordinated attack on Telegram right now from, on the one hand, app stores like the iPad, the iPhone, iOS, whatever you want to call it, app store, and then arrest of Pavel in France. And, you know, there used to be a general rule of the internet that you are protected from what happens on your platform if you haven't participated to it directly. Like, you are not, if you're the phone company, you're not responsible for a murder that was planned over your phone line. If you're an internet company, you're not responsible for illegal downloads being done by your users. If you're a website, you're not responsible for the illegal use of your website by users. And that is the general philosophy that always has been on the internet. Providers of service are providing a service. And this protection has been degraded with this whole system of intelligence service threats, intimidation, and, you know, executive agents of intelligence agencies basically acting like they are the lawmaker and violating this section, how do they call it? Section 32? 232? Section 230. Section 230 protection, which is you are the provider of a service. You are not responsible for the crimes committed by the users of your service, unless you were part of the conspiracy. But I don't think they're going to have any evidence that Pavel was involved in an actual crime or murder or whatever. They are basically accusing him of not censoring enough. And that's a European standard that they've been developing by slowly going after service providers, slowly intimidating them, saying, oh, if you don't do this, you're going to get in trouble. And now we have a further step being taken where someone will be judged for actions in a country that he wasn't even in for developing a service that he didn't even use for crimes, but that someone else used for crime. This is the whole sliding slope that was opened by Silk and Road, and the idea that computer programmers are responsible for all possible uses of their code. It's very dangerous, and it's the intelligence service are just waiting for this to crack down on any sort of free development, and the free internet ultimately relies on this not happening. The free internet relies on, even when I program my little game, like, okay, I'm adding a chat. Well, what if someone uses my chat to transmit child porn? Well, now I'm in trouble, and I'm in massive trouble if they can make these legal precedents that anything, any line of programming you touch, everything that it does down the line is your fault. That's what they want. So be careful. And yes, we need to free Pavel Durov. Free Pavel Durov from France at all cost. Like if there's governments like the US, if Trump comes into presidency and can do something to free him, if Vladimir Putin can do pressure, anything that we can do could save the internet, because that's a massive step they're trying to make here. Real Base Talk says, ultimately, they will just go after the internet providers and force them to block what they want them to. Yeah, and we should give them protection. We should have Section 230. We should have pressure for Section 230 to be the standard internationally. You're not a free country if you don't have this protection. The Telegram app removed from the App Store. And as a last news item, I was very sad to hear that there's a separation between Lucas Gage and his wife. But I don't know if it's trolling. No, I don't know if it's trolling, because Lucas Gage came out on a stream and said, "Are you happy, Jews? My wife has abandoned me," or something like this. And now he's explaining a little more about this.
First of all, let me say this. If it is true that my wife and I broke apart.
Because there were some bizarre phrasings in his initial stream. First, he was saying, okay, are you happy, Jews? My wife has went away. She has abandoned me. But at the same time, he suggested that maybe she's pregnant with a child of his. And perhaps she is still with him, but is just going away to protect her pregnancy, but is still in love with him. I don't know. But it seems she could be pregnant.
It's because I told her to go. Have I not said it millions of times on my stream before? Have I not said on other streams, I have always told my wife, if shit gets bad, you can leave. Does that mean I left or she left? If my wife says, you have to stop fighting the Jew, and I go, I'm never going to stop, who leaves? Who's breaking up with who?
This is important. I mean, there's the whole performance art aspect of what Lucas Gage is saying here, but it's very often what happens with dissidents. I've been through it again and again. Family members, they just can't sustain. Because family members often are under the delusion that you could just stop. My mom was telling me this at some point. Like, oh, but why don't you just stop? It will stop if you stop, right? Not when you throw yourself down the directions we have taken, me and Lucas Gage. There is no stopping it. You can die. You can certainly die. That's one thing you can do. You can't stop. You can't stop because if you just stop working, first, well, you disappear from the public space. Second, you're not more loved. Third, you're not more employable. Okay, people don't forget about it. You're still on the internet forever. And so, no, there's no such thing as stopping it. If you stop it, maybe it will get easier. No, we can't. But what Lucas Gage raises is an important question because I've seen it in divorce again and again. I'm still the same guy. I'm still the same guy that I've always been. And yet you decide. You decide that you've had enough. You decide that you can't handle it anymore. You decide that I have crossed your edginess threshold and therefore you're leaving me. That is very important because very often, you know, ideological dissidents like me and like him were the same guy all the time. We don't even have the luxury of evolving because you can't really evolve in the ideological domain. You just choose your side and you push it until you die. There's no, like, I'm not a female TikToker. I cannot change my mind on a weekly basis and keep my fans. So it's always in the end the threshold of them, woman, who is crossed and they decide to not be loyal. Lucas Gage has no choice. He can either do nothing for the rest of his life or he can do Rumble and make money. Those are his choice, which is why recently there was a woman who was saying on Twitter, you've had so much divorces, that's because you choose the wrong woman. And I said to her, and this got a lot of likes on Twitter, I said, as if men had any choice. You women are deluded. You think you, because you have choices. You women have so much choices, you have no idea. You can choose to work. You can choose to be a wife. If you're a wife, you can choose to be a wife to basically any single man that will find you somewhat attractive. You can choose between the males. We can't choose. We don't have a choice. We have careers that we have developed, and down the line we have slid left or right and got into those directions. I cannot choose what I talk about every day. It's going to have to be the subject for which there's an audience that comes and sees me. It's not like I express my emotions here every night. I express what I know will bring my viewership to me. And I don't get to even choose my wife. There's always either zero woman interested in me or one. And if it's one, I take her. So I do have a choice. I have a choice between the one woman who wants me or no reproduction at all. But that's it. We don't have as much choice as the female mind appears to be invoking.
Hello, if someone says, you need to do this, and I go, I'm never going to stop, bitch. Who's leaving who?
And so in a way, what he's saying is he's standing his ground. And he's not going to... For men, it's very important. Many people don't understand this. We have built a lot of value. Like, having an audience... Having the ability to generate a tweet and 1.5 million people see this tweet during the weekend, you have no idea the value of this. It's worth millions of dollars. Now, we're not making millions of dollars with it, but we're making good money to survive. And when we build this kind of value, we're very attached to it. And there's no abandoning it for a female because the fact is, if our female is so disloyal as to abandon us for ideological disagreements, then she's not worth the abandonment and she's not worth depriving yourself of that money. Secondly, that money and that fame and that goodwill of having an audience is the only thing that makes you a valuable male for the next woman. So Lucas Gage cannot stop his ideological pursuit for even his wife. That is important to understand for a woman. It's not that he doesn't love his wife. It's that he can't. There's no choice because she wouldn't even love the man he would become if he was to start doing nothing. And he knows it. So if he was to start doing nothing, she would find him to be a loser. She would find him to be useless. She would find him to have no legacy to leave to their children. The extra revenue from Rumble wouldn't come in. And eventually she would fall out of love with him because she would not see him as a man anymore. So the one thing that you can't ask your husband is to abandon what makes him a man and what makes him, what gives him this extra out there projection of himself into risk, into the hits that are coming from all sides, into the curveballs that are thrown at him. Because ultimately, you wouldn't even love him if he wasn't that way. You would drop him first. Saturn Shine says, if he didn't tell her when they got married and started doing this after, it's not fair to her. Well, I guess there's various degrees that you can even know that you're headed in that direction. It's fair what you're saying there. There's various degrees of consent into who you become and who you have committed to. I can tell you that in my case, at this point in my life, a woman who approaches me knows exactly who I am and what I say publicly. But there are times where I was speaking publicly and my woman were not doing the due diligence of listening to my show. And so they were dumping me 1 year down the line because suddenly their female friend was coming to them and saying, hey, he's a Nazi. While I was like, hey, please watch my shows. You know, I'm talking about this subject. Like, if you want to see edgy statements, watch the show tonight because it's going to be the kind of subjects I talk about. And they wouldn't watch. But their fat communist friend would come to them and say, hey, JF is a Nazi. And they would be like, JF, I'm leaving you now. So there are various degrees of responsibility in checking, doing your due diligence. And yes, Lucas Gage has had a long history with his wife. So maybe he wasn't the man that he is now back in those days. And to that, I will say, if she leaves, Lucas Gage should just make sure to accumulate massive amounts of Bitcoin and make sure that she doesn't touch a cent of it. And that's it. No hate, but no Bitcoin. No hate, but no Bitcoin. That would be my position. Now, Lucas Gage also suggests that he says read between the lines. So perhaps she's just a way for protecting her pregnancy from the stress of the phone call harassment and all, and perhaps she's still with him. So I'm not super worried. In the end, Lucas Gage will find a way to survive. I think he's financially secure. And having done so much mimetics across the years, he must have some Bitcoin stack. Stephen Robinson says 65,000. Well, what I see here on my block clock is 64.2K. But 65K, yes, that would be very pleasant. Shrink Mamel sends a super chat. He says, JF, this girl from Vietnam wants to come to America as soon as possible. She's attractive and stable, so send you a better picture. The picture is loading. Ooh, yeah. Shrink my mail is getting some sex with the 8.5 out of 10. What Asian. Young woman, that is awesome, Shrink Mamel. I am so happy. Get her in the US as quick as possible and inseminate.